What is up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. Today, we are going to talk about no other mind. No other mind. Can I tell you that more people are struggling in their minds today than any other place, and it's not even close. Your mind is the arena of faith. Your mind is where you're going to get attacked the most. More than anything that I deal with as a pastor, it is in the mind, in people that are struggling. Many people's minds are tormented. Their thoughts are tormented. They're struggling in their mind. When you lose battles, friends, you lose it in your mind. When you're struggling, it's going to happen in your mind. When you're not sure, it's going to happen in your mind. You know, we have to realize that, you know, we're stepping into a day where we better have renewed minds. We talked last week about some of the shaking, right? It's going to take renewed minds. It's going to take renewed minds to step into the season that God has for us and really overcome through all of this. I mean, when you think about it, more people are struggling in their minds than any area, and it's not even close. Romans chapter 7, verse 25, one of the translations says, with our minds, it's with our minds that we serve the Lord. Like in that area, because you are your thought life, right? You give up ground and you take ground in your mind. We have to be people that are, you know, because what you believe in your mind is going to matter what you see in your life. You know, you've heard me tell a story about many times. It's happened a couple times where, you know, they've had young girls on suicide watch or in padded rooms. And I've just declared over them, you are not any of these things. You are actually a prophetic daughter of the King. And all of these doctors and all of these people have made you crazy by saying these labels on you. And I would declare that they're free, and they've actually would just be free. They would walk in freedom, leave the hospital, you know, just free. I need to tell you that today the struggle is not your job, it's not your work, it's not your church, it's in your mind. Because it is impossible to live right and think wrong. I'm going to say that again. It is impossible to live right and think wrong. The Bible says, as a man thinks, so is he. As you think, so you are. You really are your thought life. You really are. You really are your thought life. And so the question becomes, well, we know the Lord wants us to have no other mind but the mind of Christ. And we know that we're our thought life. Then how do we start to combat those thoughts? Because I was talking to somebody last week, and I kind of confronted them on some negative things I was seeing. You know, their talk was negative. Their beliefs were negative. The way they lived their life was negative. And I'm like, bro, you can't, like, God can't, his hands are tied from pouring out on your life because you're cursing the season you're in. Because you are telling people that this is your reality, and it's not. I know you. You really, God is doing all these things in your life, and you're not seeing it, bro. And until you start giving God glory for the little things in your life, God's hands are tied to give you more. And he just broke down, man. He was like, you're right. And he's like, I'm so sorry. And how do I change my pattern when for 40 years I've been this way? I mean, think about it. 40 years he's lived this way. It ain't going to change overnight. This ain't like a quick fix. 40 years. And so the reality is, if for 40 years you've been negative, speaking negative, not really living with a clear mind, don't expect it to change tomorrow. But you better start taking some steps today that will change your mind. You better take the steps today that are going to open you up to live it. And that's your speech. Can we talk about that? What is the report that you're giving people about your life? Are you constantly looking at the negative and speaking the negative? Are you declaring life? Are you seeing the things that God is doing around you? And you're going, man, no, this is what's really happening. Because the Bible's clear. Whatever's noble, whatever's trustworthy, whatever's of good report, you know, think on these things. Because the Bible talks about casting down vain imaginations that open themselves up above the Lord. It is going to, you know where imaginations start? In your thoughts. There is a renewed mind that God wants to give you today. There is. We're going to talk about it for a few days, actually different aspects of it, but there is a renewed mind that the Lord wants to give you. So there's no other mind. If we can overcome the thought processes, then we can really walk in victory and start to see the hand of the Lord in our lives, because we cannot live wrong. I mean, we cannot live right and think wrong. Strongholds are thoughts and ideas that will always war with the mind of God. Remember Jesus? He said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," which is like, really, bro? Satan? Like, even if I was like, man, you acting like the devil. Don't ever say that to someone, by the way. That's different than like, you are the devil. You know what I mean? Jesus looked at Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are Satan." And then the crazy thing is, the reason after that he said was, how is it that you're mindful, you're reasoning with the things of man, you're reasoning with the minds of men other than the things of God? That word reason is a scary word, because that reason is you reason yourself out of the blessing of the Lord. When you start thinking, it's all in your thoughts, man. Jesus literally called this dude the devil because of his mindset. And with our mindset, we can bring on that influence also. Our minds, we serve the Lord. Our minds have to be free, and we have to protect them. You cannot afford, I heard Bill Johnson say one time, I can't afford to have any thought in my mind that's not of his. You can't afford to have a thought in your mind that's not of his. Because that imagination realm, like, it's a powerful place. You know, we're talking about casting down imaginations. The thing with imagination is you can create, or you can, you know, do destructive things. In that imagination realm, I've realized that God will speak to you through that area. God will move in your life through that area. Or I realize that people get defeated in that area. Like, what do you believe? I remember coming down to Florida. You know, we have an amazing church in Madeira Beach. I remember coming down to Florida. People would say to me things like, you know, I can't go to the beach because of all the half-naked people. Oh, I don't go to the beach, brother, because I don't like what I see there. You know, too much temptation. And I'm like, yo, what kind of perverts are you? Like, it's the beach. God is not going to kill all the beautiful people in the world so you can be protected. Like, what? And let me be honest with you. I go to the beach all the time. Do you know what I've never thought to myself? Wow, I can't go here because of all the pretty people here. Bro, stop staring at everybody. Like, when you have a renewed mind, you're not giving yourself over to reprobate things, man. Like, you're not going to wake up one day and think that, you know, some handsome man with a great body and who's muscular is not attractive. Like, you're not going to wake up one day and say, oh man, this woman isn't really beautiful. Yes, she is. That doesn't change. Life's not going to change. You have got to protect yourself in your mind so you're not giving it over to ridiculous things like that. You're not of this world. You're just in it, friends. So if you're in this world, then what is our response to these things? We better start thinking that we're empowered to live in this life and overcome, because if all we're trying to do is run from the big bad world, and I mean, we're not even talking about, it's not like it's a nude beach, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the basic beach in Florida. But these people act so crazy, like they can't be trusted at the beach. It's like, man, why don't you get delivered then, bro? You're a creep. It's unbelievable to me. God is going to empower you. Because let me tell you something. If you think it's bad now, man, it's about to get worse. I remember, if you're even anywhere around a millennial generation, I remember 15 years ago, like, gay marriage was like the greatest fight on earth. How could they? How could two people that are gay get married? Oh my goodness, this is crazy. It was like the biggest thing ever. Man, I wish that's all we were facing. That seems like holiness unto the Lord now, dude. It's crazy in these streets. If you knew what's out there right now, they're telling you a couple is six people, guys are girls are guys. I mean, it's insane out there. It's offensive to call somebody by a pronoun. I mean, people are sick in, out here. I wish gay marriage was the only thing we're dealing with. Because, A, it's wrong, but, B, just stay in your little closet. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, look, we're believers. You're not shocked that we think that's wrong. But what you see today is even crazier. Oh, man, it's crazier. What you see today is far worse than anything we could have ever imagined. And if you think the answer to life is not push these people away, we don't agree with you, let's just huddle in our little corner. No, it's learning to be the light that God called us to be and love everyone. Because the bottom line is, people that are telling me they're trying to break a cigarette habit or, you know, one of these crazy couples, I love all these people the same. And the bottom line is it doesn't matter what the manifestation is. Sin separates you from God, period. We've made it worse if you're a homosexual or we just judge people differently. Bro, people are crazy in these streets. Love is what will win. I promise you, I have so many testimonies of this happening. Last weekend, somebody came to the church, literally like last weekend, and they laid their drug paraphernalia down. They gave up their medical marijuana card. It was amazing to see. God is delivering people today. And you know what? This is what awakening looks like. It's beautiful to see. And so today, look, we've got to get our minds renewed. God is wanting you to be a light in this whole world. He does not want you to be tormented in your mind, you know, struggling with anger, frustration, jealousy, rage, whatever else comes in your mental capacity, you know, frustrated about these things. He wants you to overcome because that's who you're called to be, an overcomer. And so, Father, today I thank you for every person listening. I thank you that we're going to have no other mind but the mind of Christ. We stand in that place of confidence. We stand in that place of truth today. And we thank you that you alone are Lord. We receive no other mind but your mind. We thank you that you filled us in Jesus' name. Amen. Tomorrow, we're going to cover another great idea. We're going to cover a great thought with this. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for rocking. We're out.